Welcome to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. I'm Mary Jane Gibson, and I'm here with Rocco Del Priore and Mike Sakula from Swede POS.
Right. Hello. Thanks for having us.
Hi. Nice to see you both. That was a bit of a mouthful saying both of your names and Swede, but I hope I did okay.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Swede is an all-in-one software platform that is designed to streamline operations for cannabis dispensaries.
Absolutely. Well said.
Tell us more, because I worked in restaurants for a long time, so I'm very familiar with points of sale, and that was always the contentious part of getting the product to the consumer, getting the food to the person who wants to dine, getting the cannabis into the hands of the people who want it. Your point of sale is how it all has to happen. Why is it better than every other one out there?
Mike, you want to start?
Well, sure. Yeah. So I've been in the cannabis industry for a decade myself, and I've developed a focus in the last 5 years on software and cannabis. I took a coding boot camp to learn kind of the basics. Rocco's got a much more detailed and history experience with software, which he can touch on. But I've been in software for 5 years and in retail for the last four at this point. And so I've seen the landscape. I worked at a different retail point of sale before joining Swede. And what I saw there and in much of the landscape is that retail point of sales in cannabis often started on and focused in one lane, whether it was point of sale, but then they didn't have an e-commerce solution, or maybe it's a marketing tool, but they don't have the point of sale. And so there's all these integrations that retailers rely on, whereas other mainstream industries have been around longer and have realized it's wiser, more efficient, and often less expensive to have one tool that truly has contemplated all your needs. And therefore, Swede did that. Swede's been around for a number of years, and we worked with MSO partners to say, what all do you need that we could put into one cohesive all-in-one system? So we built that in that partnership or in those partnerships such that we could come out this year, put together a strong sales team, and start going to market to say, hey, we've got that solution that you've been looking for.
And just to be clear, when Mike says going to market, I think really what he's talking about is addressing the SMB side of the house. We've had a wealth of experience working with enterprise companies over the past half decade. And this is kind of our coming out year where, like Mike said, we've put together a strong sales team and we're now starting to address the wider market.
That is exciting. So with these multi-state operations, you've sort of done a bunch of R&D and now you're ready to really pop out as a front runner in this.
Yeah, we took a very different approach. I think most other point of sale stations have started with the bottom of the market and worked their way up. It's obviously much harder to convince some of those early clients to start working with you. But the benefit that it gives you is that you get to work with a very mature operator or operators that are already in a wealth of states. So you basically get fast tracked on a lot of the problems and you build the right solutions to then go down market.
Well, this is a good place to talk about your background and building things, because I know that you started very young as a software engineer and you've been in the software development world for a while. So how did it all get started when you were in your teens, right?
Yeah, the iPhone came out and it was very restrictive and I wanted to do things that Apple wouldn't let you do with it. And that kind of started my career in the software world. I was one of the original people that was working on jailbreaking the iPhones back in the day.
And how did that come to translate to the cannabis space? Are you a consumer? Are you just interested in this industry?
Yeah, great question. I'm definitely an avid consumer and I'm definitely a strong proponent of the industry, have been for a long time. The way this all played out is I found myself working at Apple in the San Francisco Bay Area. It was my dream job for a very long time. But I found that it's very slow. It's very bureaucratic. You're working on something that millions of people have used. So obviously there's a lot of, you know, checks and balances in that equation. And I wanted to move more into the startup land that it kind of came from. A lot of my friends at the time and a lot of people in San Francisco were very busy raising money for ethereal things. Like I like to joke about Tinder for dogs. And here was cannabis, which was a very tangible, very real, very new thing that seemed to have no technology in it. And it seemed like a very obvious fit to me.
So what does it look like when someone says, I want to work with Swede? Are they purchasing an entire system?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So as I was saying, a lot of these retailers have grown accustomed to, well, I've got one provider for my POS and I've got another party that I do my marketing through and another software that I do my deliveries through. And we say, hey, listen, instead of having three different relationships and three different logins and three different reps to call when something isn't working the way you want it to, why not remove those, come to Swede, where we've got you all under one roof. The data is cleaner. It's easier to find what you're looking for. It's easier to build something that works omni-channel. Like, discounts are going to work on the app we make for you. They're going to work in the e-commerce menu that you have on your website without things breaking and malfunctioning the way integrations often can. So at times it can feel like, you know, it's a big move to leave three different companies that you've worked with. But once you can kind of get over that hump and we get you trained and we show you you've got a dedicated rep, you've got a marketing person, you've got the help you need, then the work is going to become more efficient, easy, and profitable once you've gotten everything up and running.
I think the big piece of that is that my experience with people who are in cannabis don't have the time to learn about the software, and they don't know how to make the different systems talk to each other. So you're really providing that sort of all-in-one aspect for them where they're not having to train themselves on a bunch of new systems, right?
Right. I think another problem that the cannabis industry has seen across the board, whether it's retail software or wholesale software, is the type of support you get for it as well. Like, you might get a lot of hands-on support when you're going through implementation, but 6 months later, when you have an issue or a question, how long is it going to take you to get a response? I think that's another area where we're really differentiate ourselves. I mean, we have an under 3-minute average response time for any support request that comes in, which is kind of a world of a difference. And we'll still meet with you on a weekly basis. It doesn't have to stop just because we're done with the implementation.
How are you attaining that? Is because you've got a bigger team and you've just got lots of people working for you?
Or? So I think that there's
a response time.
It is a rapid response time. I think that there are a couple of things that go into this. The primary thing is probably having a very solid structure in terms of the type of requests we get, how they get routed, and how they get handled. And then I think the second thing is just staffing and resourcing appropriately, making sure that you have the correct avenues for things. Like, yes, there's the support chat. You also have an account manager that you could text, call, or email. You just need to make sure that the dispensary feels supported and that they know what the appropriate method to reach support is.
So if you're using AI in the first place, that then they can get rooted to talk to.
Well, there's that as well, but I would have to assume that everybody's doing that at this point. Of course, yeah, we of course have an AI agent. It actually handles, don't quote me on this, but I think it's like 30% of our support requests are initially handled by AI, and some of those get handed off to a person after the fact, but it's substantial. At this point, there are a lot of questions, quick ones, that get answered just via the AI agent.
Like, did you plug it in?
And plug. Or I think that's an oversimplification, but I think a lot of very simple things like, hey, I need to create a new brand. Where do I do that? And it, like, you know, it takes 2 seconds, but you knew it in your old system and you just need a quick reminder of where to do it here.
Yeah. And again, like with the having one place to turn to, you know, when I was at this other company where I was selling point of sale, but we didn't have all these other components, marketing, delivery, and so on, I would try to argue the benefits of that. Well, we plug into whatever else, other products you might use. And the dispensary owner I was talking to at the time was like, yeah, but I want one throat to choke was the way.
I heard that a couple times.
Yeah. Which is, you know, maybe an aggressive wording, but you know where he's coming from, because when I've seen other retailers that I worked with a complex stack, without fail, if something wasn't working right, you call your POS and they go, it looks good on our end. You should probably call your marketing people. And you call them and they say the same thing.
Yep.
So that not only do you have 3 calls to make, you don't have an answer at the end of that.
MJ, if I could add one more thing. I think another reason that our support is so successful, and I probably should have led with this, is because we've invested so much in product. Like, it's a very core part of our culture here, where if you join the company, our expectation of you, regardless of what your role is to learn the product backwards and forwards. And that makes all of these response times a lot easier to handle because people aren't scrambling to figure out what the answer to the question is. They've been trained diligently on what the product actually is.
Yeah. And I would add, you know, in the point of sale space in particular, there's been a lot of financial troubles for a lot of these companies that are struggling to either be profitable or to just maintain their finances to build. And so whether that's the lack of innovation because they don't have the team to do it or the lack of support, Swede is really different that way. We have 180 software developers on our team. So whether it's addressing a concern, a ticket quickly, or developing new features going forward, we're releasing multiple features a week. I mean,
yeah, 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good place for me to ask what I always like to ask up-and-coming companies is, are you hiring?
Yes.
And where can people find you if they want to work with you or for you?
SwedePOS.com. SWEEDPOS.com.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yes, indeed. We've got a good sales team. We've got, like I said, a strong customer support team, including a marketing team, so that you have that specific and unique type of support for the marketing tools, because that is one of the most powerful aspects of our platform, is how well you can segment your customers into different groups based on their purchase behavior and habits and how much they spend and what products they buy, so that when you're doing your outreach, as some people have said, they don't want to just keep sending generic emails to their entire customer database. They want to get more pinpointed. They want to hit the right customers with the right messages. And we empower them to do that either with AI that has pre-structured some important customer segments, or just the tools for you to create whatever segment you'd like.
I imagine you're getting a lot of interest here at this MJ BizCon.
It's been a good start.
Good. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with us. It was wonderful to learn about Swede, and I'll look forward to seeing you out on the floor.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks, powered by Shopline in association with ICBC and MJ BizCon. Please hit like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us at Canna Tech Today.